the Newfound Overland Podcast, where we have relevant conversations about vehicle-dependent travel, adventure bikes to rocklanders, weekend warriors to full-time travelers, and everything in between. Newfound Overland. Overlanding undefined. Man, well, we're recording.
All right.
Welcome back to another episode of Newfound Overland Podcast. In studio, we got Mr. Jake, Becker Supply Company. If you've never heard of them, they've got a outdoorsy t-shirt brand. Would you call it just apparel and plus? So, because you guys got some different things going on.
We're expanding product lines. Cool. So we're trying to get out of the apparel, not just apparel, I should say.
Okay.
So we're trying to just broaden what we're offering to people.
Cool. How long have you guys been in business for the t-shirt and then branched off?
2019 is when we started the brand. We were doing stuff before, but it wasn't really official. But we launched 2019 and just been running ever since.
Sweet. And you've been going to expos regularly since the beginning, the conception of it, or just slowly getting into it heavier and heavier?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we started off just doing like local stuff, like outdoor shows, boat shows, stuff like that. And then from there, just started getting more into what we like to do, traveling a little bit more, going outside our comfort zone.
So I got to tell everyone, Tim and his wife, and two little girls, that yes, they're twins, 2.5 years old, traveling pretty much the country.
Yep.
You know, darting all over the place, expo to expo. And how's that been?
It's been great. The girls, it's taking an adjustment, but they're getting used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be something, man, like for them to tell their kids and friends, like they'll definitely have a one-up on a lot of people for sure.
Yeah, they're becoming a crowd favorite out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. So tell me more about like why you did, I guess, the outdoorsy stuff instead of like specifically one thing or another, because you guys are really – you're adventurous. You guys like to do more than just one targeted thing. So
I think it was just a natural thing. Like we like the outdoors, so we want to promote it.
Yeah.
And, you know, get out there and show people with what we think is a good way to connect to the outdoors.
Yeah. And you come up with all the graphics, or is your wife help, or is it?
She does some. Primarily it's me. Cool. We've contracted artists in the past too, but it's mostly me. She assists on a bunch of the other stuff.
Yeah.
Some of the designs are hers.
Yeah. But so if you guys go to BeckerSupplyCo.com, go check out all the things and then you'll see what I'm saying. They've got a ton of different graphics, I would call them, right? Different prints and stuff.
Yep.
How do you decide which ones make it to print and which ones don't?
That's a tough one. I mean, I've got a catalog of probably 100 designs right now. Sheesh. And it's a lot of it is on a whim. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, like if we're doing a show that it's fitting, we can add that to a new product line or a launch or something. We try to group things together, try to release stuff that is kind of like in a collection and kind of get it out to the public.
So you don't try to flood it too hard?
No. We do like limited releases and we'll introduce new things every once in a while and try to see if people grab onto it, but we've been in control of kind of do things when we want for a long time.
That's good.
We're trying to fine tune that though, and try to get more, what's the word for it? Just get more in tuned with what our product releases are.
Yeah. So you guys started in 2019. Did you have any kind of training in the apparel business? Like, did you jump in 2 feet and train yourselves, or how'd that work?
When I was in middle school, Photoshop came out and I started designing just for fun.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, just trying to design stuff. I love music, love going to concerts. I wanted to, you know, have an apparel line and follow a Warped Tour and do
all these shows for free and make money doing it.
Exactly. That's what kind of started it, I'd say, but I went to school for graphic design. So did my wife.
Cool.
And got into screen printing out of college and been doing it ever since. So
I love it. Would you go back and kick yourself or tell yourself to do things different, or do you feel like things have just organically evolved the way they should have?
The only thing I would say is not go to college. Just go straight into it.
You heard it here, folks. Yeah. Find a trade. Do something with your hands.
Because I feel like, at least for me, it.
Or if you're a doctor, please go to college.
Yeah.
Or somewhere that needs a degree.
Right.
Anyway.
Right.
I don't want to get all political.
Yeah.
So we just got back from War Expo. We're going to jump all over the place. If you can't tell, we're a little tired. Yeah. We're not exhausted. We're just a little tired. He took a power nap today. I took a power nap today at the same time. Yeah. So it's actually, this is post-more. This is them on their way home. They have a base at Indiana. Mm-hmm. We're currently in Missouri. It's not even halfway to their home, but yet, you know, it's a good time. So,
why not?
After more, everyone's beat. You guys had a nice chill day. You know, it's about 6 o'clock tonight. And
I know.
You go home.
When we left the expo, there was two other vehicles in the
really?
Campground. Yep. And we left.
What about the campers? Like everybody.
That was it.
Wow.
There was two people in the campground and it was noon.
Man, that's eerie. I woke up in the, not in the middle of the night, probably around 4 o'clock because we're right next to a zoo.
Yep.
So these, what are they? The big birds, the
pelicans?
Yeah.
Or
the peacocks.
Peacocks, yeah.
So they're like, like in the middle of the night.
You
like,
could hear them over there?
Oh, yeah, dude. Like every hour. I think they're free range too. So sometimes they get out of the, in the, and they just walk around the parking lot out there.
Yeah.
Not in the Moore Expo, but like but the zoo. Yeah. Yeah. So it's like,
and that they weird. Sound like cats.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were in Florida earlier this year and we were at a hip camp and this lady was telling us about these peacocks like in the trees.
Mm.
And
just wild ones?
Yeah, just wild ones, which I didn't know Florida even had peacocks.
Yeah.
And sure enough, that night they're sitting out there and we thought they were cats.
Man. Like feel eerie or anything? Or
yeah,
just like,
it was weird. I was like, what the heck is this?
Yeah, dude. That would throw me off for sure. So you guys, you do travel a lot. Do you have an agenda or not really an agenda, a plan per se for forecasting? Do you like forecast 6 months? Are you guys like a couple months out? How do you feel those?
Normally, yes. This year, it's been a struggle to get like our show set because we're working more with Hiker Trailer on their shows.
Okay.
So they've already got their set shows and then we're trying to see where we can land with them.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been trying to figure out what shows can we do with them and what shows potentially we're just going to do ourselves.
Yeah.
So we're kind of behind schedule on that, but we've got a couple shows booked coming up in May, one in Richmond, Virginia, and then we'll be in Bentonville, Arkansas the weekend after.
Oh, nice. So you're kind of, this is kind of new territory then for you to kind of collab with another company, right?
Yes.
To try to map all that and the logistics there.
Yeah.
I can imagine. Might be a little hard and confusing at times, maybe. I don't know.
Well. Yeah, I mean, they've helped us out a lot with our production, our fulfillment type stuff. So we recently just moved our production facility into theirs.
Cool.
So they we've been back and forth for, I don't know, a couple years, partnering, doing some shows together. And we were needing a lot of help, and they were needing some help in some areas. And we're like, how can we make this work?
Mm-hmm.
So the last year, we got a little bit more serious on, can we do some shows together? Can we move our production down to them and them help us with that so that we can get out there and actually go to more shows and grow our brand? So as of February 1st, they acquired part of our company so that we can get out there more and grow the brand.
That's really smart because you guys love to travel. You guys love to go to the shows because it puts you in places, you know, that you wouldn't typically get to see.
Yeah, I mean, we're, you know, it's Lena and I and our kids, so it's like we can only do so much. Last year, if you saw us in September, October, we were doing a show in Arkansas, and then we're flying, hauling butt home, printing T-shirts for 2 days, driving to Virginia, then we're rolling back to, I mean, we were just back and forth.
Running yourselves ragged.
Yeah, we were home for 2 days, and both days were just printing for clients and printing for our brand, and it was rough.
Man,
and we needed help in a lot of areas, and there was a lot of ways we could do that.
Mm-hmm.
But having somebody that's already been established in the outdoor industry and has a big production facility that they could assist us on that, is
that's huge.
Yeah, it's going to be big for us long term.
Yeah,
because it's not just us anymore, and they've got good people in their shop, and you know, there's fine tuning. It's a transition. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's when you create something. So that's
something. February this year that took place.
Yep.
So like 2 months ago, whatever.
Yep.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, and it's going fast. I mean it's yeah, we're what, end of April,
mm-hmm.
and it's gone fast, and there's still a lot we got to do to keep getting things fine-tuned so that we can get out there more.
It's kind of like the show, you know? It's kind of like this. I have no idea what I want yet. I've got some talented people who've come in and given me some of their opinions, but for the most part, it's just doing it, you know, and then working with the flow and then see what works. Take chances where you think it would be cool, but recognize if it doesn't, you pull back a little bit. But I think it's kind of relatable
Anytime you're doing something new,
you
just got to... You got to do the motions to figure it out.
Yeah, that's true. So how did you get involved with the outdoor space? Like, did you guys grow up camping or hiking or do anything fun outdoors?
Yeah, I mean, growing up, spending time with my dad, a lot of it was, you know, snowmobiling and traveling, vacation type stuff. And he was a big geocacher, and we did a lot of that traveling. Like, it didn't matter what vacation we were going on. When we were driving, we were stopping doing geocaches and being in the woods and, you know, wherever.
So what year was that? Like, how would they have found the geocaching? At that point, would it have been, like, on a internet forum or something? Or how would you have found?
Yeah, so it was just, like, geocaching and just using GPSs, like, their website and stuff, and putting the coordinates in and finding it.
Do you guys do that with your family now?
We haven't. To be honest, I haven't even thought about that, but they might enjoy that.
You know what would be cool? And I'm just, this is the dad in me.
Yeah.
You guys leave your little, whatever, leave a sticker, leave something that you guys, just leave this one thing. Find that one thing that you guys would just all laugh about, and it's your guys' thing. And you guys could leave one all over the freaking country.
Yeah.
And then when they're older,
yeah,
they might be like, hey, we're going to Florida. Let's go see if that's still there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's a good idea. Do like a little map or something and like these little tokens or whatever.
Yeah. Drop pins like all over the country.
Yeah.
And then whenever that's they're older, just give them that GPX file or whatever. And
yeah.
That would
be cool.
That would be cool.
Let them loose.
Because I know a lot of people get their kids involved with the geocaching, like in the overland space, camping space, because it's a fun... you know, game for them. It's fun for the parents, you know, because they get to do it. I've never done it because, honestly, I don't know. Maybe I should. I know there's some out here.
Right.
People say it's a blast, but.
Yeah, I haven't done it in a long time, but I mean, anything that gets people outdoors, like, yeah, I mean, it's a good way to get kids to learn different things and, you know, get outdoors.
I love seeing the resurgence in camping. You know, it was real popular when we were younger and stuff because it was affordable and anyone can do it, you know?
Yeah.
And not really the overland style stuff because most of that's the American overland style with the gear, you know, that's whatever. But, you know, tent camping in the summer kind of sucks. So it's like now there's portable air conditioning units in the winter. Now we got diesel heaters and all these gizmos and gadgets. But I love seeing...
Glamping.
Oh, yeah, I love it. I love seeing parents introduce them. Well, I like when dads or husbands can take their spouse.
Yeah.
And then I like it when they could take their family.
Right.
And then that gets them all together on a new level, which, you know, when you're out in the woods and stuff, you're just a different connection. You know, it's feels more natural, you know.
Yeah.
So it feels raw. It feels good. So that's cool to see these young kids at the expos. That you know they're out camping with their mom and dad because they're like, hey, this would be cool for our setup or whatever. And, you know, mom and dad are like, all right, let's get it.
We get it a lot from, you know, just customers or people walking by, like asking us questions of like, how do you guys do it with two toddlers? And it's like, we're just doing it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's parenting. You just figure it out. Yeah. Like a lot of people are just afraid to get out of the routine and get outdoors and go camping. You know, like they're waiting for them to hit a certain age or something, and it's like, just do it now.
The right time.
Yeah.
There's no right time.
There is no right time.
Yeah.
So we just do it.
Love it. Because we were off air, we were talking about kind of YouTube stuff, editing videos, and like kind of just, you know, the best advice is just to jump in and do it.
Yep.
You could suck all day long, but at the end of the day, you're going to get better. And if you don't, then you're just not cut out for it. But you won't know until you try.
Exactly.
So it's like, you know, just with anything, you know, I love seeing startup companies too.
Mm-hmm.
Go to these expos and stuff, and they might be some podunk little company that year, but they're struggling. I mean, they're pushing, they're grinding. Yeah. They could be the next big thing, right. You know, in a year or two from then. It depends on how hard they grind and if they give up or not. Yeah. And I love the innovation that comes with the space, especially at these expos, because you'll see, I mean, there was a lot of stuff that was related to the outdoors, but there was a couple gimmicky stuff that could squeeze in there,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But it was fun. I liked how you guys were all out in your own, what do we call it, just giant building out there, all these trailers.
The hiker hangout.
Hiker hangout.
Yeah.
I didn't pack hardly anything because I was, you know, worried about my Forerunner. So I had to return some items. Michael Sweet and his family, they let me borrow some like rainfly pole rod poles, and mm-hmm. I didn't have any, and a pillow. I didn't have a pillow, so they let me borrow all this stuff. So I was like, today on my way out, I wanted to drive around. If anyone was up, I'd say my goodbyes. You know, if anyone was sleeping, I just kept riding. But
yeah,
that was one. I walked in there. All these power pole or these power connector gills are just hanging down. It's like 30 degrees warmer in there. I'm mm-hmm. like, these guys are living it up. Yeah. Plus, you're in your trailer, which is even better. So
yeah, we had 20 trailers in there, and it was a good time.
And I'm out there sleeping with like a homeless dude.
Yeah,
the wind.
Yeah. Yeah, weather wasn't as bad as it has been in years past.
So. Oh, yeah. If you were complaining about the weather at Moore 24, this was probably the best weather we've ever had.
Yeah, we had hail last year, snow the year before.
Yeah. And then, it's been a wild ride for sure.
Yeah.
Trying to find that sweet spot of a time, you know, because April, we've had a weird mild summer, like mild winter for us down here.
Yeah.
I think it snowed once or twice. I think the kids had one snow day.
Yeah.
That was it.
It's pretty similar. Like, we're from Indiana. It's similar. We're in central Indiana. If you go to northern Indiana, you're getting snow all the time.
Yeah.
Because you get lake effect up there. But central Indiana is probably similar to here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up. I was born in Indiana. We lived in Illinois for, like, briefly. And then I think whenever I was six, we moved to Missouri. And I've been down here ever since. But I will not move further north ever again in my life.
You don't like the snow?
No. Well, I like the snow, but if it gets cold, I want it to snow. If it gets cold and it's just windy and brutal and nasty and sleety and rainy, I don't like that.
Yeah.
You know?
It's usually just gray.
Yeah. Everything's dead and it's depressing and sad.
Yep.
But like...
we're trying to transition to go south during the winter, and we'll go back in the
summer. If you can make that work out, you know, even if it's 60s, you know... Yeah. It's better than 15 degrees and the wind blowing.
Yep, exactly.
So what's some goals, man? You got any goals for 24 you guys want to knock out of the park? You know, maybe some obtainable stuff and maybe some out-of-reach stuff?
Get production fine-tuned. Get that to a point that we can step away from it.
Yeah, and don't even have to think about it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then from there, it's just what new products can we release and how soon can we release them?
You want to go through your product line? You want to... share what you guys have?
Yeah, so we currently do apparel. We do stickers, can coolers, hats. My wife does all the candles.
Does she make them?
Yep, she develops all the candles. We're about to launch some new ones, so look out for those. She's been developing and testing a lot of those.
Is all the product buried? Too buried?
Some candles.
I want some candles.
Yeah, we'll get you a candle.
And then you guys got some coffee coming out, right?
Yeah, so our first collaboration with Hiker, we came out with a new coffee line. It's a kind of a test market right now. We don't know where it's going to go, but it's called a Gourmet Campfire Co. So we got two blends of that, and we'll hopefully be releasing some new ones here soon.
Sweet.
Yep.
Who was your coffee person that wanted that done? Was it you?
It was Lena.
Lena?
Yeah, 100%.
That's cool.
I'm a coffee drinker, but it dehydrates me.
Okay.
So if I drink too much of it, it wrecks me.
So I'm a Mountain Dew guy. I like Mountain Dew. Same. But if it's cold out, you know, I'll drink the coffee because I, mm-hmm. you know, it warms you up and all that fun stuff. I don't drink coffee like some people do. So that's funny that happens because I think coffees would still be better for you than like four Mountain Dews for sure.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I'm always pounding Mountain Dew.
I know. It's like water.
Yeah.
That's so bad. So, all right, man. So that's your kind of your goals for 24 and all that fun stuff. You got anything else up your sleeves you guys are doing or anything that, you know, maybe it's not Overland related that you'd like to do or anything?
I mean, really just show schedule. I mean, trying to figure out our show schedule. We're not really an overlanding brand.
Yeah.
I mean, we've historically done a lot of overlanding shows, but you know, we're just an outdoor brand. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start doing, get into other markets and try different industries. You know, if that's kayak shows, mountain biking shows, really anything, even, you know, just outdoor festival type stuff. And just connect to the outdoors, mm-hmm. you know, as much as we can.
Anything in the outdoor space, you're all about it. I think that's cool.
Yeah.
I like it. I like your guys' stuff. And we did our little collab together, and hopefully,
it's going good.
See how that goes if we do a couple a year or something fun.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like you said earlier, you guys, you'll do prints and stuff, and then you'll either discontinue it or you'll do a bring back, something like that.
Yeah.
I like that limited stuff because it's like you got to collect them all, kind of.
Right.
And then for me, I've got my little sticker collection.
Yep.
And anytime somebody comes out with a new sticker, I got to have it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and stickers are easy.
Stickers are easy.
Yeah.
They're fun.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, man, is there anything else you want to touch on? I feel like this is a pretty good episode, really.
Yeah. Yeah. We're exhausted.
We're so tired. It's probably like 8 o'clock. What is it? 7 o'clock? No, but how can people follow you, get a hold of you, do all that fun stuff?
Yeah, BeckerSupplyCo.com, and then it pretty much every social media platform, just at BeckerSupply.
Cool.
Yeah.
Any final words of wisdom for anyone out there?
Get outside.
Get outside. All right, guys. See you in the next one. Bye-bye.